Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our number two, the run home with Joel and Fletch. We are here thanks to the Hyundai Starry Load Van. You can drive away in a Hyundai Starry Load Van from $49,490. T's and C's apply. We welcome our listeners for the first time through New Zealand SENZ. And if you want to have your say on the text line through New Zealand, 8833 is the way to do that. And of course, if you missed the first hour of the podcast, waiting for you. Now, Brian, we look to our left. Brooksy's made his way into the room here, the captain.
Yeah, he's looking buff.
Good to be back.
And you've been doing weights?
No, not really. Just eating.
And when our man turns up in the finely pressed flannelette shirt,
it's almost like a kilt.
Yeah.
It's almost like tartan.
It's my tartan shirt.
Yeah. What clan that is? That's from Wu-Tang.
Campbell, I think.
Campbell.
That's not my tartan, but you know, it's just a nice tartan flannel.
And just for our listeners,
yes,
it's an urban myth that you don't wear undies underneath.
Urban myth. A true Scotsman would wear underwear.
He would wear underwear.
Yes.
Now, tourist, you do wear the flashy shirt today because you know that you're staring down the barrel. Say hello to the listeners on YouTube.
Hello, listeners. Hello, viewers.
Viewers. Exactly right. So for those listening, if you want to catch up on the rugby league content, we've got the YouTube page, The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. Subscribe to that, and that's the way to do that. In the meantime, date night's got the reins back in HQ. Mm. Let's go, date night.
The teams are in. It's time for Team List Tuesday for Signet. Power every moment with a Signet Power Bank.
Righto, boys, I won the toss. I'll bat first. Power every moment with a Signet Power Bank for Aussies living life on the go. Signet phone accessories go the distance, keeping you connected and protected. I was on the train today too, by the way, speaking of Signet. And the guy comes around and he says, can you tap your thing to make sure that you've paid for your ticket for the train? Yeah. You know everything's on your phone these days. I said, do you often run into people who have tapped on, but then their phone's died and they can't tap at the other end? He said, yeah, you get slugged for that. You can actually get fined for that. He said, that's why you need the Signet Boost Power Bank, right, Brian.
Oh, well, I didn't pay for my ticket today. I forgot.
You just got on.
I just walked in.
Did you?
Well, the guy at the jump said, oh, it was busy. He goes, come this way. So I just walked through, you know, where there's turnstile. And at the other end, I just went, boss. Then I got a cab back.
But when you got off at the other end.
Rat's ass.
You just sort of walked past it, yeah?
No, I just walked the same thing. I just forgot.
Yeah.
I was too busy yelling at unchivalrous students.
Okay. Rightio, let's get into it, shall we? We've got the Dolphins taking on the Seagulls, and there's some big
Ends. It's Minns. He can pay for me because he's getting rid of Moore Park.
Chris Minns.
Sorry, Chris Minns. Sucked in.
Minns in the bins.
I took $2 off your government. Give us our calls back.
Oh, by the way, speaking about money,
yeah,
we can claim the tolls again.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, on the Service New South Wales.
Claim, yep. That's another thing I've brought to this radio station.
You've brought to that? Yep, yeah, you've brought that.
Listen to that, Minns. If I see Minns on the street, I don't know what I'll do. I'll just get a four on.
Your left and your right one?
No, I'll just get him right on the back of the leg with a four on.
Okay, let's get into this. Into this with the driver, shall we? Huge boost for Wayne Bennett's team. Herbie Farnworth. He's back, Brian. That shoulder injury is okay. So Kenny Bromwich is also back on deck. So there's a couple of big ins, Herbie and Kenny. Tessie New is out with an ankle injury. Kurt Donohue moves to 18th man. There's your Dolphins news. Here's your Seagulls news. This is a big game for them. They've got to get going. Benny Trbojevic is back. He's missed the last three games with a hamstring concern. Ethan Bullimore reverts to the bench. Nathan Brown drops out. Hooker Lachlan Croker is out after failing a HIA against Canberra. And he's replaced in the starting side by Carl Lawton, with Gordon Chan Kum Tong added to the bench. Now, I was pretty keen on the Seagulls, but a little bit of that team news has made me a little bit concerned. And of course, still no Olakau'atu either, Brian.
No, I know. When I said he was a bigger out as much as DCE, and you laughed in my face. Mm. He was going all right for 40 minutes. All right, it's time for the first game on the Friday, and it is Penrith Panthers probables versus possibles. Let's have a look at the Panthers. Well, the Panthers have Nathan Cleary back from his hamstring injury, but Isaac Tungor is gone, suspension. Paul Alamotti, he's into the centres. Liam Henry comes back onto the interchange, and Matt Eisenhuth, well, he's gone. He's out. Bulldogs, same 17. Same 17 that won last weekend. So that is a luxury to have. They're saying Connor Tracy is listed among the reserves. My spies tell me that he'll be fullback.
Is that he's a chance to come back?
My spies are telling me, and my spies are usually pretty spot on.
Okay, Brian, I wouldn't doubt you.
As Joel just winked at me. As if he didn't tell me to say that 45 seconds ago.
Okay. Let's move on to the next game, which is the Eels take on the Broncos. I think you'll find the Broncos' first ever game was against Parramatta, wasn't it? And they won handsomely. I think that
Manly, 88. Yeah, was it was Manly.
Manly.
It was.
Okay, I think you'll find it wasn't. Let's go to CommBank Stadium. And the key halves are both out. No Moses, no Reynolds. But who comes in, Brooks?
So before we do, I got two memories of this.
Yep.
I remember the Eels, early 90s, Stu Galbraith led them to a big like 10-8 win at ANZ Stadium. Remember Stewie Galbraith?
Yeah.
Yep.
I remember it was early, one of my early memories of watching the Eels. I thought it was an awesome performance. And then 2019, round week one of the finals.
50 zip or something.
58-0.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mitch Moses masterclass.
Yeah. Masterclass.
And, well, since then, a few changes at the Broncos. And look at them now, flying. So Broncos,
who's he in? Who's he Eels. Please tell me Blaze is in.
Blaze, what number is he wearing on his back?
Please say one.
Digit. It is.
Oh, is it?
Here it comes. Okay.
Okay.
Cromie. That's it. You won't see Gutho at fullback this year.
So it's Blaze has got that number.
Blaze has got it.
Wow.
And I'm saying that Gutho will win the centres, all 5'8", depending on Mitchell Moses and her friend Liz Franks.
If you're saying this year, you're saying ever.
Liz Franks.
Well, if Liz doesn't play, if Liz doesn't play, he'll be six.
Okay,
I'm declaring it. In fact, I'm that confident. Give me another crow.
Oh no!
Double crow.
Gutho back to Seagulls.
He lives on the beaches.
That's right.
He?
What next year?
Maybe.
Oh wow!
I know.
That's the
ultimate
crow.
Could I do three crows?
Three murders.
Do you want me to?
It's a murder.
It is a murder.
Serious.
No, that's all. I'll just do two.
Okay.
Anyway, play on.
Okay, so Blaze wearing number one. Gutho's knee still giving him trouble. Sean Russell is promoted to the start. To start in the centres at the expense of Morgan Harper. Harper in and out.
Yeah.
In and out. In and out. Back row of Bryce Cartwright. Cartwright returns from a rib injury on the bench with Hansey of the Brennan variety to make way. Broncos. So Reynolds is out. We've got Jock Madden also out. Josh Rogers, 27-year-old, will play second NRL game with Ezra Mamm in the halves. At the other end of the experience scale, Corey Oates. He's playing 207. He'll be on the wing. Jesse Arthurs is out, broken jaw last week. One new name on the bench is Jack Gajewski, who was a mid-season transfer
That's
from
right.
the Cowboys. He'll be playing his first game as a Bronco. Fletcher Baker is the man to make way.
He's been going all right, our man.
Game.
Mm.
Tristan Saylor, 18th man.
So this kid here, he's not making his debut, is he, Josh Rogers? He's played...
Second game.
Okay, he's played two games. Queensland kid.
Queensland Cup veteran.
Goes all right.
Goes all right.
Okay.
Just apologise to the YouTube viewers as well, Brian.
Why?
With your I suppose, stop Tane Tool picking it.
Oh, was I picking the
Bukes?
Tane
Tool picking it.
Because I don't have a nice material bit of...
Yeah, so you know, when you start picking, Tane Tool picking, that means you got to get the waxing. I got that done today.
No. That, you need that to filter your bugle.
No.
Okay. Kind of the hair, that's, otherwise you're breathing light. Now you tape your mouth.
Yes, Dom?
Can I just say as well, there was a video we posted yesterday of Fletch telling his experiences with Gordy, and he also had a little play with his little,
downstairs.
What pop comment on the Instagram was, what's Fletch doing? Can you not?
Yeah. But, hey, Dom. Come back to me when you have sex.
I'm here.
For the first time in your life.
I'm here.
Picking on.
That's two times.
Is that bullying?
He's definitely getting a case to HR.
I'll tell you what, Fletcher, I'm not going anywhere.
That's good.
Well, you know what? Stop looking where I put me Brighton.
I'm not. I'm saying an Instagram commenter pointed at it.
Well, I've done this before. I've told people. Yeah. I have this.
Oh, you don't.
A, two undies.
He thinks he's a double A.
I got the step one Reggie's, and the hand just goes there for resting.
On the outside,
natural,
he reckons.
But you're on camera.
Look.
No, I don't want to look. I'm good.
Okay.
Come here, Dom.
Let's go to step two.
Oh, that's three strikes. See the Christmas party, Dom.
Western Sydney Eagle, he wants Gutho. Good to have you there, mate. Okay, let's get into this, boys. Let's go to the West Tigers take on the Newcastle. Before I hand the reins of the tourists, I want to cast your mind back about 21 years ago, July 27, 2003, Rugby League would meet for the first time. This bloke.
Terry Hill back locking the scrum. This is Marshall. He is good on his feet, and you can hear the roar from this Campbelltown crowd. Big raps from the West Tigers on Benji Marshall. Fitzhenry to Marshall. Good long ball to O'Halloran. He has a little bit of room down the right flank. A good second man ball. Marshall from the ground. Fitzhenry gets it away to Manu. John Wilson is in for a hat-trick. The Tigers are in, but the Tigers will win.
Name the caller.
Andy Raymond.
Andy Raymond.
Yeah. Put your pedal to the metal and here we go. That was his old man.
That's right.
Gary.
Out of the
Speedway by Speedway the freeway.
By the freeway. Get Speedway your backside, tracks on.
Tourist, take it away.
One big in, one big out. So Aidan Caesar, he's suspended for the West Tigers, which means Jaden Sullivan takes over at halfback. Appy Coruscant, he is back as well. So Jake Simpkin, he goes to the bench. Stafford Toa, he returns for his first game since round two. So Brent Naden is now on the wing. And Solomon Amalolu?
Yep.
He drops out. So for the Knights, a big boost. Tyson Brazel, Jacob Saifidi, they are both back for Adam O'Brien. That means that Dylan Lucas moves to the bench. And Jack Hetherington and Jed Cartwright are the two to make way.
Okay, well done, Tourist. Bunnies take on the Dragons. Of course, Ben Hornby taking on the team that he won a premiership with as a halfback. Started his career as a fullback. And, Brian, you wanted a bit of spice in your life when it comes to this fixture.
Okay, so this was, I was out at this game. This was a semi-final in 1984. I was sitting over there in the Daly Messenger stand, which is no longer there.
Yes.
I think it is. And then this happened.
This is Shades of Lang Park. In fact, there are three altercations over on the right. And on the left now, it's erupted there too. I'll tell you what, you need very wide-angle binoculars to see it in one go. That's what's happening on the right. Now this is what's happening over on the left. In the meantime, it's still going on the right. They've gone again. I thought it had been quenched, but it hasn't. They're throwing lefts and rights. Mario Fennick, Graham O'Grady, Hardy. Well, I'll tell you what. Tell you what, there's only now five players left on the field of play. They're still fighting and the crowd is booing.
So this is 1984 and it was one of the great things. Mario just went off his head. I tell you who was the Mickey too. Slippery Morris was in right there because they had Craig Young, Wynn, South. Mario just went berserk.
Yeah.
Just kinging blokes left, right and centre. If you got a chance at 6 p.m.
when we're
off air,
yeah.
Have a look at it. Google 1984 semi-final Bunnies versus Dragons. It's awesome. Ziggy Niscott was the skipper. He had the minty jumpers on, and they were still playing. So Dirty Neville, Darryl Neville, as Ray said, the game just kept going.
Was that Rabs?
Yeah, that was Rabs.
Isn't it amazing how the evolution of the caller too?
It was like 3-on-2, and everyone's just fighting. Oh, gosh, bring back good memories.
That was great commentary.
I can even smell the pie.
Let's play that a bit later on in the program. Oh. That's very good. That's very, very good. Okay, let's get into this Dragons take on. And this is a Cogra too, by the way. So Benny Hornby, can he get something out of this team? It is change central. For the Dragons, Moses Suli, of course, had the concussion on Anzac Day. So he gets back into the side, does Moses Suli, which is a big in for the St. George Illawarra Dragons. You've got Kristen Tuipulotu dropping out of the squad. Zach Lomax shifting from centre back to the wing. And Luciano Leilua will try again. He wasn't included last week, fell short of trying to come back with that calf injury. For the Rabbitohs, he's back. Latrell Mitchell returns for suspension in a huge boost because, of course, they've lost Cameron Murray, Jai Gray, Dean Hawkins to long-term injuries. Dion Tiapa will make his NRL debut at halfback. Okay, he was 18th man last week. I was keen to see him. He killed it in the trials.
Another Penrith junior, I suppose.
Probably Dion Tiapa making his debut at halfback while Gemet Shimasaki has been called up for the Rabbitohs affiliate club, the Townsville Blackhawks.
Tell me this. Why'd they get rid of Braden Burns? He's gone to the Cowboys, right?
Yes.
But he was part of South. He was playing reserve grade for South, New South Wales Cup. Why did they let him go when they had all these injuries?
The only thing I can think of is he didn't have an NRL contract with the Bunnies. So they might have already got their, exhausted their 30.
Oh, okay.
And might, I'm not too sure. I remember when he signed from the Bulldogs to the Rabbitohs, it wasn't an NRL deal to start with. And he was playing
Reggies. Gotcha, okay. Play on.
But the Cowboys might have had the spot to sign him to a bigger deal.
Let's go to a picky.
Okay, number 22, Alex Johnston. He must be a chance. He's chasing down that record of Ken Irvine's. On the bench, Matt French has been named to make his debut. Frenchie. Love to have a beer with us back in the side, Brian.
Yes, good.
Love to have a beer with number 15, Talis Duncan.
Put him into the starting side. What's wrong with these people?
So the front row is Davey Maioli. I like him. Sean Kepi's there. Kaloa Montagne, Jai Arrow, who he copped another knock to his shoulder last week, but he's just toughing it out for the coach.
It's no good.
It's no good. So Dion Tiapa and Cody Walker in the halves. Whiten stays in the centres. Cheekham's the other centre. And as we said, Gemet Shibasaki comes to the wing. Latrell Mitchell at fullback. So that's going to be...
We might get our producers to do a little bit of deep diving. Where's Dion from?
Dion?
It sounds Kiwi.
Yeah.
Tiapo?
I just saw him in a trial and he blitzed it.
Did he?
He had a bit of Benji about him, like a bit sort of... Yeah, look good.
Okay.
Look good. So that's how that's shaping up. Righto, we move on to the Storm and the Sharkies. For this game, I think about the crashing try of Fifita.
He's a local boy.
Is he?
Yeah.
Where's he from?
He's from Liverpool.
Okay.
Two tests for Tonga in 23. Oh, we could be unearthing another another Lance Armstrong.
Yep.
Lance Armstrong?
David.
Dave. Yep. Like the Newcastle Knights. Storm and the Sharks. I think about that crashing try by Andrew Fifita to win the Sharkies their first ever grand final. And no Pappy, so I imagine there's an obvious in at fullback, Brian.
Yes. So let's just do this. So Jerome Hughes, he's been left out of the squad. Gone. So Tyron Wishart comes into the seven. Cameron Munster's going to the seven jersey. And Sua Falago gets his chance at fullback. Grant Anderson will comes onto the wing. Kama Kamitha has been included in the wider reserve, so he could be coming back from his calf injury.
Yep.
They need him. Let's go have a look at the Sharkies. Just one change. Royce Hunt is in. Toby Rudolph is on the bench. And Teague Wilton is back. Oh, that's a big in. That is a big in.
So Toby Rudolph is out altogether. He's out altogether.
Gone.
Yeah.
He's out of the squad. So he must be injured. Ooh, you like the Sharks, don't you?
I do. I just think Hughes has been on fire. Pappy, he had the hot hand last week. I know Falongo's a gun. There's no question about that. But Papp's a massive out.
$2.30 on Sportsbet.
Don't mind that. What are you really gambling with? Okay, that's going to be a big game. But they have lost the last five in a row, 13-plus down there, the Sharkies. But I just think this is a little bit different. Our man's looking for three tries in a row. Tommy Hazelden.
Four?
Is it four?
Yeah. He's had three in a row.
He's had three in a row. Looking for four in a row.
Hazelnut chocolate looking for four. Hopefully
good.
He gets the chocolates.
How good.
Stop picking your nose, Brian.
Same tool picky. Roosters take on the Warriors. Okay, let's go back and let's pick up the last try scorer of the 2002 grand final.
28-1.
To Flannery. Flannery to Rickardson. Rickardson to Fletcher. Fletcher puts the arm up and he goes over. Fletcher scores. Now it's one-way traffic. The Roosters are now dominating the Warriors at the back end of the grand final.
Look how chuffed you are, mate. Yeah, still after good. All this time.
Good feeling. I could smell the, not the pies this time, but I can smell something. Smell victory.
Yeah.
This one here.
But did you notice the difference in Rabs?
Yeah.
84 Rabs versus 2002 Rabs.
Darts?
Deep. Yeah. Darts. Cognac, maybe.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I reckon it's the darts.
Yeah, maybe.
Darts.
Where's the darts?
Cigars. Dazza the Dragon, Mario was kinging Steve Morris while Slippery was being held by David Boyle. Well, Dazza the Dragon, I didn't see it that way. I saw Rampling. I think it was Tony Rampling, just went berserk. Might have been Dean. Slippery was giving it to someone. Don't worry about that, Dazza the Dragon.
Lundy says, have fun calling the football on the ABC.
Oh, to Dom. Sorry, yeah. Dom.
Roosters and the Warriors. Here we go. This is a big game. Massive game for both teams. Massive, massive game for both teams. How do you see this, Bears?
You're doing it.
Do you want the inclusion?
Yeah, do the inclusions.
Warriors winless from their past four.
It's a danger game for the Chooks.
Four big inclusions for the Roosters. Daniel Tupou, Jared Warrior Hargraves, Victor Radley, and Spencer Lemieux.
Spencer.
That forward pack just gets a bit more intense for the Warriors this
week. A look at the bench of the Roosters. Run me through the bench of the Roosters, Brooks.
Connor Watson.
Flying.
Nefahu White.
Spencer Lemieux.
Airborne.
Terrell May.
Speed of leg variety.
And Terrell May.
Yeah. It's a Penrithathon, isn't it, on the bench.
Go through the Warriors interchange.
Dylan Walker. Tommy Ale.
Yep.
Jazz Tavanga.
Adam Pompey. Just hasn't got the same gravitas, has it?
It doesn't. That is a powerful bench.
That pack and the bench.
Is that a team? The team you're looking at right now, is that a team for the Roosters you could possibly see trotting out on grand final day?
This is the strongest team they've got. This is the strong team, isn't it?
There's no Wong. Yeah. No Tupanua and no Wong. So in your reserves, you've got Siwa Wong, Satili Tupanua, Egan Butcher.
Sandon Smith.
Number 18.
Sandon Smith. So he's back from his injury.
It's all coming up Millhouse for the Roosters. There's been all this complaining online about the Roosters not having fielded a strong side for God knows how long.
Yeah.
Now they're all back. They're looking good. They've got the Warriors this week who have lost Kurt Capewell. Mitch Barnett shifting. Bunty Afoa comes into the run-on side.
But can I say this? Warriors always aim up. They get a big support crew. Kiwis have a big support crew in the East.
Boys, we've got to get moving here. Let's go to the Titans and the Cowboys, CBUS Super Stadium.
Tourist.
And have they picked Braden Burns, who's gone there, tourist?
They have, as I scroll down the list here to see if they have. They have not, by the looks of things. So, Tanner Boyd for the Titans, he is out after suffering a wrist injury against the Storm. So, hooker Chris Randall, he's the man who's going to be 5'8". And Sam Verrills will be at dummy half. And Kieran Kinney, he's the new man on the bench as well, which kicks Joe Stimpson out of the 17. Chad Townsend, he's back. He replaces Jake Clifford at halfback. And that's the only change other than Hylam Michael Lukey. He is named to come off the bench. Ooh. 29 minutes last week.
There you go. Okay, thank you very much, tourist. Have you say 1300 01 1170. There's all the team news. Thanks to Signet Power Bank. And, of course, you can, for Aussies living life on the edge, Signet phone accessories go the distance, keeping you connected and protected. All thanks to Signet, your team list Tuesday. We'll recap those a little bit later on in the program. Breaking back with more. The Run Home with Joel and Fletch. You can slide into our DMs on social media at Joel Fletch SEN. Our email address, joelandfletch@sen.com.au. Just like our man Boof did earlier on today, Brian.
Good on you, Boof. We're talking about chivalry before, and Eels Muzz says, chivalry isn't dead. I open doors, I give up my seat, and let others go first into lifts, through doors, and on escalators, etc. I notice my sons do pretty well the same because they've learned from me. Old school, best school, takes nothing to have polite manners. There you go. When I'm at the shopping centre toilet, I always make sure. Good on you. Oh, this is not a bad one. Colin from Enfield. Whenever I'm at the shopping centre, I always make sure my aim's a bit off, keeping those cleaners employed. Shout out to Julia Burwood, Westfield.
Oh, dirtbag.
Go Manly.
Hey, Mark Boland. Now, Mark Boland, nicknamed Bus, he's like a mortal touch rugby league player.
Any relation to Warren?
No. No, but he does the socks. He does the socks for us.
Oh, they're grouse.
The Grippet socks.
Yeah, they're good.
Right? So he said that he coached Dion Tialpa, and he said he's a gun.
Okay.
He's a gun. So if he's a gun touchy, he's going to have a bit of footy about him.
Okay.
So thank you for that information, Busso.
Well, our only other issue is I've noticed touch players sometimes can't defend that well, i.e. get knocked out a lot. Put their head in the wrong
spot. Well, I.e., Bus, let me know. Can he defend? Yeah. 1300 01 1170 is a way to have your say, or text 0457 736 736. We must get to the news, and then we're back with you. Thanks for joining the run home with Joel and Fletch. Drive Wayne Hyundai Staria Load from 49,490. T's and C's apply in Blunston. Step into the new financial year with Blunston. You can follow us on Instagram as well, by the way, at Joel Fletch SE. And now, Brian, we're going to do the 434 flock. We're opening up the call lines, yep. And 1300 01 1170. If you want to have your say, let's do that. And let's kick off the board with Troy from Silverdale near Warragamba. G'day, Troy.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How you going?
Good, Troy.
Hi, Troy.
G'day. Just wanted to find out what you were talking about before with David Fafita.
Yep.
If his market value currently is $1.1 million, I thought the NRL rules were supposed to be that you can't go to another club below your market value.
Good point.
No, you can. The NRL put a market value on you.
And I'll tell you what, Troy, further what Brian's probably going to say is that the fact that two teams have both offered around the 850, you could build a case that that's the market value, couldn't you?
Around about that.
Yeah.
But he can get over it. I would say his contract with the NRL is 900 and third party might be the 200
gotcha.
To get him up to 1.1. His actual physical contract that he signs would be 900. That's what I'm thinking.
Right.
Or 850.
Okay. And Fletch, I'm with you about Ivan Cleary having a whinge. The Melbournes and Brisbanes have done it before. They've had the rebuild sides based on success. Every team has it when they win a comp, so he needs to just suck it up.
Good on you, Troy. We've got another caller here coming after you, Paul from St Clair. I don't think he's going to be in the same boat.
Hello, Paulie.
How's it going?
Good, Paul.
Yeah, just an idea for salary cap compensation. My idea would be if you develop a player in a debut for your team and then want to go somewhere else, 10% of their new contract value gets added onto their debut team's cap. So just
ooh,
say,
I like that.
Yeah, Luai goes for 800,000 to the Tigers for 4 years. Then Penrith get an extra 80 grand for that 4 year period. And then that way adds a little bit more intrigue as to who's got more in their cap, who can play around a bit and gives more incentive to develop.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't, anything that I do believe we're not encouraging him enough. So I do. I do agree with
transfer fee. What about if it went to his junior club? Because we know how that's...
Not an actual figure, just an actual payment.
I want both.
Yeah.
Yep.
I want both.
But the only thing there with that, Paul, is you're not really solving the problem for them staying.
The salary cap's not designed for everyone to stay. If everyone stays, then you might as well just get rid of the salary cap. The salary cap's trying to even it, but it means that those it's a bit more strategic as to who you let go and who you get, then you can use that money to try and keep others.
Yeah, well, we both agree there's got to be something there for developing those players. Good on you, Paulie. Good on you, mate. 1300 01 1170 or text 0457 736 736 is the way to do that.
Yeah, this is from Anthony. So, tourist. You're telling me in Braveheart, because we're talking about the Scottish people not wearing any Reggies underneath their kilts. We're doing all the big topics today. So, tourists, you're telling me in Braveheart, when the Scots are giving it to the Pommies and old mate cops an arrow right in the Chaminda, historically speaking, it should have been dulled by a pair of undies and or sheep's wool covering? Cheers, Anthony. That's a great question, Anthony.
Great question, Anthony. The year of that battle was I think it was in the 1200s. It's now 2024. Grow up, Anthony.
But you said it's an urban myth.
And now it's a true... Yeah, and true Scotsman now is you wear underwear.
No, but the urban myth, that's what we're talking about. So back in the day...
Yeah, back in the day, yes.
Well, that's what I was trying to say.
Oh, well, I'm saying now it's
just
you don't...
It's just you young generation of just cowards that won't go freeballing.
I'll go freeballing. I just don't want to.
Show us then. Go on.
Yeah.
You've already got in trouble once today. Don't do it again.
Right. What am I in trouble for?
Well, you'll find out later.
Too picky.
Marky Warren's having listened to the program too, by the way. Son of Rabs.
Yeah.
And he says no casual darting since 85 for the great
man. Okay. So what is it then? Was it Port?
So that was a year. That was a year after.
Yeah. But remember how, when we used to listen to the cricket? Oh, great shot, Don Bradman. Oh, free the first. Everyone talked about that. Remember how everyone talked like that? Maybe the audio has changed, the technology and audio.
That's right.
Don Bradman, great shot. Through the covers, four runs. Four runs of Don Bradman.
That's right.
Look at Douglas Jardine shaking his head. He's there at fine leg. How do we get this guy out?
That's right. That was...
it must be a high pitch.
Let's do some news, Brian. we'll do the news in sports news reader, shall we? Toby Rudolph will miss the Sharks matchup with Melbourne Storm this weekend after suffering a knee injury in the local derby against the Dragons. Rudolph injured the medial ligament in his knee during his 33-minute stint on Sunday with an estimated recovery and return to play timeline of around 4 weeks.
That's very good.
That's what they do, don't they?
It was that one reporter, wasn't it?
Was it? Yeah. Then all of a sudden, they were back in the game.
Hang on. What's happened here? UD, Fletch and Sugar. How about Pangai Jr. to the Storm? Has that been confirmed?
That's the mail. No, not confirmed.
Not confirmed.
It's the word on the street.
He's always coming back.
You get the front, Brian, and look at the street. There'll be a word there, and it'll say
the street, that. Word, ear to the ground.
That's right.
Oh, imagine they get him. Imagine having the Nelson effect on, and then all of a sudden Pangai comes on, because he will put all his head right in.
100%.
Otherwise.
Yep. Mate, what they'll do, like... the pro rata route that we talk about.
Well,
they won't have him till round 17, but they'd have him training hard for a while. So he's just cherry ripe to go.
Why 17? Why round?
Well, because that's the maximum. That's the latest you can sign someone, I believe.
Yeah.
And then you maximise your pro rata.
Oh, okay.
So if you've got limited cap space.
Well, he's off contract. He got paid out last year.
Yeah, but market value. He won't be able to turn up for. So he will still be an $800,000 player. So therefore, you're probably going to need about $250,000 or so in your cap at round 17.
I reckon they get him cheaper than that. I reckon there's an argument for Melbourne Storm to go, all right, pro rata, he's a $500,000 player.
Diminishing value.
Yeah. Maybe. He's been out of the game for 12 months.
Maybe.
He's been boxing.
Maybe. Chase says, Sugar, you dead set sound like Coach K. Coach K's got a bit about that, him.
Coach K, the inflection going up.
Oh, yes. Mitch from Robinson's getting stuck into you, tourist.
About what?
Oh, just he said, get back behind the glass, tourist, you imbecile. Oh, keep them coming through. Grego, if you're out there, give us a call, 1300 01 1170. I tell you who could give us a call, long overdue, the man from Bomaderry, Hector.
I spoke to his cousin. I told you this. His cousin came onto the Maddie show in the audience and he said he'll be back soon.
Really?
He must have a pretty hecko's job.
What did he used to say? Bye.
Bye. He must have a hecko's job. Like, it must be. This is his escape.
Mm.
I tell you what, we haven't had for a while. Dear Jared.
Oh, I'm listening to a hecko potty at the moment. Just for, true story.
Bulldog Bob. Just to give me. Bulldog Bob said, no faxes.
No faxes here. It's the number one trending podcast at the moment, The Price of Paradise.
Okay.
So this family sell up. They go buy an island.
Yep.
In Nicaragua.
Yeah.
And then the locals are claiming that it wasn't for sale in the first place. Heavy. Very, very heavy.
It's a
true story.
Oh, gosh.
There's affairs. There's deaths. There's... Oh, it's very heavy.
I need a good one.
I've actually binged it so much. That I'm actually... You know when I'm up to its time? I've got to now wait a week for the next one to come.
Because you're frothing on it.
Yeah, frothing on it. It's a slow start. It'll take you a while to get in.
Tony from South Penrith, he said, boys, the New South Wales women's origin team has just been named. Jessie Southwell's been dropped.
That's right.
Who's in?
Rachel Pearson. You know who else? Mate, Corbin Baxter. Corbin Baxter's going to be named at 6. That was the male. So I haven't seen the team, but Rachel Pearson at halfback from the Dragons, or she was at the Dragons, and Corbin Baxter. So that's a great story after having... her second child.
Tins, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So she'll play 5'8". Emma Tonegado to fullback, I think.
What's happened to Jess? She's a gum.
Well, she won the grand final with the Knights, didn't she?
Yeah.
Her series last year was...
A bit iffy. All right. Chock from Calderwood, our man's, his sign-off was, Hector, thanks for taking my call.
That's right, Chock.
The missile used to a similar sign-off.
Yeah, Lundy saw that too, yeah.
Bye.
1300 01 1170. The tourist says break, so we're going to break and back with more of your calls and texts right after this. Working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your checks for free. There's your fiscal stinger. First Point Mortgage Brokers, no more pretty sure, be certain. Okay, let's talk a bit of fiscal finance stuff, Brian. The Miami Dolphins, who, by the way, Odell Beckham Jr. is going back to the Dolphins, or going to the Dolphins as well.
Isn't he done?
Probably. He's hard work. He's noisy.
He's very noisy, and he's got bad knees.
He's very noisy. Well, anyway,
squats.
The Dolphins owners, Brian, receive an offer for the NFL side. Now, the Dolphins offer the owner, Stephen Ross. They've reported it, have they received and then rejected a $10 billion offer for control of the Miami Dolphins, the rights to Hard Rock Stadium, the Formula One Miami Grand Prix.
What, he owns all the...
He must. The $10 billion is well over what Washington Commanders owners paid for the site in $6 billion. Stephen Ross purchased the Dolphins and their stadium for $1 billion in 2009. He's now been offered $10 billion, so tenfold. Thoughts?
Well, he's got the Grand Prix. I thought that's a bit light.
With the Grand Prix, the rights to the Grand Prix.
With the Grand Prix.
Yeah.
If you've got the Grand Prix and you've got the rights to the stadium, I think he's holding out.
Yeah.
I think you need at least 12.
Oh, you're an appraiser of Grand Prix, are
well,
you?
Well, we saw what Vegas got.
Yeah.
Didn't Vegas, didn't the F, because that was the first one the F1 actually took hold of.
Themselves.
Didn't they make a profit of 5?
There was all those records the state of Nevada dropped about hotels, expenditure, just tourism, everything.
It's all about the EBITDA, Brian.
Yeah, earnings before interest tax,
depreciation.
Depreciation, amortization.
I think so. Will Ferrell buys into a Premier League team. Reports the movie star has pumped a large stake in US owners 49ers Enterprises as the championship side prepare for the playoffs and a potential return to the Premier League.
So they've got the 3v6, 4v5.
That's Leeds United, by the way.
Oh, it's Leeds.
Yes. Leeds United. Why have we got Leeds. The 49ers?
Yeah.
No, that's the group that have bought into Leeds United.
Oh.
Okay, so Will Ferrell has bought into Leeds United. Okay, I've still got a Leeds United T-shirt signed by all the players in 2000.
Dukes?
Sitting up, yeah, Dukes.
The Archer.
Harry?
Yeah, would it be worth anything?
Lucas Radebe?
Yeah, all of them, all the greats.
If you got it, can I have it?
I'll sell it to you.
No, I'll have it.
Do you want it?
I'd love it.
Well, you're not getting it.
Okay. 10 billion?
$10 billion?
Unless you don't wear Reggie's for the next 2 months.
Oh, well.
And a kilt.
I do have a kilt.
And you just jam your what's doing up against the window every day.
You know what? You know what I've got at home? I was cleaning the house out today just because we're moving. I've got Norm Provan's playing contract from 1964. The original.
How'd you get
I
that?
I don't know how I've got it. I forget how I've got it. So I think someone gave it to me as being a final dragon or something. Would that be worth something?
Wow.
Be worth something to someone.
Give it back to the family.
I think I'll give. I might even donate it to the
museum.
The museum. The 1964 Norm Provan.
Does Frankie Pulitua still look after that? He was looking after the museum.
I think so. I might drop it in there. Or maybe, you know what we could do at one of the Dragons grand final luncheons, auction it off for a good cause.
Sorry, when they made the grand final?
Yeah, for someone in need.
Yeah, I think the paper might disintegrate by then.
That's
sad.
By 2140, that will explode.
Maybe Will Ferrell wants to buy it. He's worth $250 million. After this, Brooksy's going to give us an update on the basketball, but we better break. First Point Mortgage Brokers, no more pretty shores around your home loans. You'll be certain. Call 9527-2230. That's 9527-2230. If you need a second opinion or a first opinion, go to First Point Mortgage Brokers.